What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast.
Here we go.
That likes to go.
Where is this going?
We didn't need a new formation.
Did you need How long is this going to be?
We just needed ball control.
Okay, that one's good. Folks, if you're a new listener, it's just not always
smart
like
decisions
this.
From the boardroom.
You don't need to do the actual pauses.
Ruben, leave those boys alone. Hey, Ruben! Leave those boys alone.
This is way too long.
Michael Carrick got us 4 wins in a row.
Yeah, not 5 though.
God, I wish it had been 5 wins in a row.
You're getting too indulgent with these. Folks,
my name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I do, I'm well.
Good to hear it. Now, yeah. Folks, if you're a new listener,
just cracked one of these here.
And you've stuck with us, that's as bad as it gets. The podcast goes up from here, okay?
Starting the ground floor, really.
This is a new thing that Terry has sprung upon me. We discussed this, and I said no. And I've noticed now that the song...
That little opening salvo relates to the fact that, you know... Man United have won. They weren't beating the fives. 13 points. Yeah. 13 points out of 15.
Do you know?
I was tempted to go Meatloaf.
Oh,
4 out of 5 ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
Mm. Yeah, but I couldn't. Like, what you put in for? Like, I want you.
I wanted 2 goals. I needed 2.
Should have had them with this fucking Verts rule. Screwed us over again.
They're gonna rule. Yeah,
I should have invited you into the lab. Mix it up.
Hey, I love it.
But I wanted the 5 because that idiot then would have been off.
I think that this chap,
of course he wants it to keep going, like.
Yeah. Like, it's this whole like, oh no.
But, oh, like, no, I have another Paddy Power campaign coming my way.
Yeah, do you know, like, it's like when that's your shtick, it's kind of like when it ends, what have you got? It's not even like
nothing.
You know, it's not like, oh, something that he did, like he was discovered. He makes videos or whatever. No. Like, it's literally just... And to be fair, like, you know, he seems like a very nice guy. And
seems like a phony to me.
I'm sure he's fine. He looks just like a normal guy. But, you know, it's more...
Were you raging that we equalised against West Ham?
No, I wasn't raging.
You're not there yet.
I was a little... Do you know what? I will say this.
It's a great goal. Big Ben. Bong.
Yeah okay.
And I also was tooling around because I had it locked for Tuesday. We were due to record. Cards on the table. It's Thursday now, folks. Mm-hmm. I had it locked for Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, perfect. You know, we'd won 4 in a row.
Yeah.
And whatever happened was going to happen in the 5th game. And then it was like, oh, we're going to go Wednesday. And I was like, maybe I'll do like Michael Jackson, Ben.
Oh, yeah. I'm not actually as familiar with Ben as a song.
The two of us need look no
more.
It's probably
okay. I'll check it out in my own time, I think. But
you don't know Ben?
I know it, but I couldn't picture it. I can't hear
with
it in my head.
The
no, it's okay, honestly. No, seriously, mate. It's fine. But do you know what? I kind of did think you remember a week or two ago, where I was like, do you know what? I'm in a weird way happy for you.
Mm.
That's past.
Yeah.
I'm not happy for you anymore. I didn't really mind... Because it was actually an unbelievable finish.
Incredible.
Big Ben.
And then fucking Roy Keane, do you see him?
Was he giving out?
On the overlap. He's like, well, they're like talking like righty and never like talking about what a good finish. Like, you're supposed to do that. He's a striker. Like, I mean, Roy, come
you
on.
You can't do that for everything.
I know, it is. Yeah. That's him. Like, it's like Ryanair. They land on time and everybody's having a party. Like, come on, man.
So I didn't mind that. I would have minded more if it was a draw and that had have got you the win. But a loss to a draw...
Another case of this 5 centimeter Verts rule,
where like you could have They could have just easily decided.
He was deemed onside.
Where's the ball leave the foot? No one's talking about when the ball leaves the foot.
Casemiro, you know, there wasn't 5 centimetres, I'll tell you that, for his disallowed header.
I've literally never heard before or since.
Apparently it was introduced in 2021.
This 5 centimetre rule. I've never heard of it, except
just,
for that first
one. It's just for... we take pity on him. It costs 125 million. Like, you better just, you know, let him have one. Like.
I mean, he's fucking quality now, isn't he, Terry? I mean, he was quality anyway. You're not going to sit there and tell me now.
For Leverkusen.
The Premier League Player of the Month.
For Leverkusen, he was quality.
He's been quality. He's been at the heart of everything good that we're doing the last 6-7 weeks.
Wow, this tallest dwarf in the village, like.
Aren't you the president of Turin Town? Yeah,
exactly, like, Andy, like.
He's been class, Terry. I'm not even going
right, to. Like, when you're fucking brutal, like, when you. What was it, 0013 or whatever,
no,
you know?
No, I mean, it was terrible. It wasn't true. Because his first game, he assisted for EKTK in the Community Shield. Yeah.
Oh, you count Community Shield?
I'm just saying it's a game.
Yeah, all right. Okay,
like, you can choose to not count
it. Your body language is real chilled, by the way. I'll just say that. Like,
I'm just so frustrated.
He's all right. Like, he's doing okay, but, like, he's not class.
He is.
For Liverpool. Like, he hasn't been... You said to me, oh, you'd rather have him over Bruno. You're a liar.
100%.
You're a liar.
100%. On every metric, to be honest.
On every metric.
Every metric.
Goal assist, goal scored.
Yeah. Since he joined.
Ground covered.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no argument. May as well just end the podcast. Like,
no, the problem is that Bruno Fernandes.
How am I going to sit here for another hour and talk to you? You're saying
look at you in the face.
On every metric. You don't like him. I understand.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like
But
him.
Like, on every metric is false.
How many assists has he got?
9.
This season?
9.
9?
In the league.
How many goals?
I think 5, 6 maybe.
I don't think
he's been
that far off. Considering a new player coming to the league.
Keep talking.
On a bad team.
No, you can't put those caveats in. You can't.
Can't
new player coming to the league. Because, like, Bruno...
But his trajectory is going up. You know what I mean?
It's not that. It's, like...
Exponential graph.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I'll tell you what. Impressively dull win last night.
Yeah.
Against Sunderland. Like,
I caught a bit of flack on the watch-along because I said it was boring.
It was boring.
It was so boring.
I was
happy with the win.
I was tuning in to you and watching
the game.
And I was like, this stinks.
It was honestly, I just could not get into it at all.
Because there was no flow. These weren't good.
That's exactly what I was saying. Do you know what? I was really happy with the win. Happy with the clean sheet. Sunderland, it was all things considered, Sunderland hadn't lost at home all season. I know it's only Sunderland.
I thought it was going to be a draw or a 1-0 Sunderland.
Like. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have... It was more so after Chelsea and United drew. I was like, okay, now I can maybe get interested in this game that we're back in the pack, at least. You know.
3 points back.
Yeah. But, you know, if we hadn't won that...
Yeah.
Jesus. Like,
6.
Yeah.
If we'd lost. Like,
6 behind 4th, like we would have been. Or possibly 5th, I don't know, but...
We're a point, I think, ahead of Chelsea, so you would have been 5 behind them.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, it was a dull game. But I mean,
time for nothing now. FA Cup at the weekend.
Oh yeah, who you?
We're out of the cup. We're literally having a 40-game season.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah,
is this the fourth round next? Must be. Yeah.
Yeah, we lost at home to Brighton.
Oh, we're playing them.
Yeah, fucking stinking up the joint. Don't know how we. Well, I do know how we lost to them, but like. They're awful.
Yeah, but yous were also awful back then.
No, it was 4 weeks ago. Like, it was.
Yeah.
No. It was.
Was Ruben the manager?
No, he was sacked. Fletch.
His,
you know, one draw, one loss in charge United. And the Burnley game, I couldn't really legislate for that. They had one shot on target and it was a belter and the other one was an own goal.
Yeah.
And we should have been out of sight. Story of the season. But my biggest thing was that, like, it's the only other competition we're in. He's, like, benched Casemiro, like...
Yeah.
Like, our second, third best player this year. Like, our mainstay.
Yeah.
He's been incredibly good. And I tell you what, I'm going to miss him.
Mm-hmm.
And benched him for Ugarte, who is awful.
Is he?
Oh.
Is he?
I thought he was going to be the answer. He's the guy, the pit bull that goes around and, like, breaks everyone up and lays it off. It's like... No, he is the pit bull, but he's just like running everywhere. And you're like, no, come back in the
chasing
middle.
Chasing a ball. Yeah, come the wrong
the,
ball.
Come into the middle of the park, please. Like, yeah.
We're going to go this way.
So I hope he'd be gone this summer. couple of centre mids would be nice in the summer.
I tell you, all I'm doing personally is I'm just waiting for the Champions League to restart, because that's where my season's hopes are pinned. Because we've actually done okay in the Champions League.
Top eight, yeah.
Yeah, third.
Third?
Yeah, you better believe
this
it,
new
man.
Format bites.
We avoided the dreaded cursed top spot, which we got last year, and we're out to PSG.
So it's going
to
be a while before you have a Champions League game then. Like,
yeah, there's two bloody yeah, not. It's yeah. like March, mid-March or something. But
football stinks. Apparently they're doing the playoffs and the championship to like from third to eighth.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, oh, man.
You can't reward eight.
Yeah, I know. What are we doing here?
Well, that actually will come up again. There's a question.
Ooh.
Because as you read the title, folks, this is a Q&A episode. There is a question later on about how we would make football more exciting. And I got some thoughts on it. I'll tell you that.
Before we get into the Q&A, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
You do know.
To get to the other side.
Now, do you know the meaning of that joke?
No.
My mind was blown when I heard this.
What?
So I always thought it was just like, oh yeah, to cross the road.
The obvious answer.
Nope. Apparently, he crossed the road to get run over by a truck and get to the other side.
Of this world?
Yeah, that's the joke. And for all my life, 40 years on this planet, I was like, oh, so, you know, cross the other side. It's like, no, it's like a double joke.
How?
Yes, apparently.
Is this confirmed?
This is confirmed. Look it up. Like, and I was like, what?
That's a lot deeper than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Where did you hear this?
I saw it. Huh. Online. It was posted. And then I looked it up and I was like,
To get to the other side.
Yeah. You cross the road.
Is it like a double meaning? Like a... Well, it's not technically...
Suicide. The only way out is suicide.
It's not like... It's like a double entendre. No, that's not a double entendre.
Not that at
double,
all.
Double meaning.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh?
My mind is blown.
You can tell that to your kids. And all you out there can tell it to your kids as well.
You see, kids, because the chicken's dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe, did you hear that?
See those nuggets you're eating? Yeah, that's the chicken who tried to cross the road.
I told it to my daughter and wife, and Faye's looking at me like, what are you doing? But it's fascinating, isn't it? She's like, shut up.
You heard a thing called heaven? No? Okay, so when you die, okay, you listen to me.
When did Joe start talking about death? Our kids talk about dead all the time.
I remember, she doesn't necessarily talk about it, but I remember specifically when we were at Glendalough was the first time I told her, when she asked, what are those? There were gravestones.
Mm.
And I was like, when you're very old and you die, you're buried.
What age was she?
She was four.
Okay.
And she was a little bit like, but she was a bit, fairly unfazed, but... Mm. I remember that being a thing of like, oh, this is now where I'm telling her about death, you know.
Faye got into death with the kids pretty quickly. Like, started talking, and like, then it'd be like, because you've no more life left. But you're young, you've loads of life left. And I've loads of life left. And like, even look at Grandad Mick, like, he still has life left. And he's really old, you know. But then like...
How were they?
They're kind of fine about it. And then like Gus, you just hear him playing the game, like, oh no, he died. I'm like, 33, buddy, stop talking about dying.
Yeah. You know? I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fine.
They're not like, I can't go to sleep, Dad. Yeah. I'm going to die.
Yeah. You know? They seem to, at least, if it's said in the right way, you know, not to scare them.
Speaking of death, another one this week.
Now, this one really got me, to be honest.
I didn't even know he was sick.
Do you know, it was only, someone literally said it on the watch along yesterday. Mm. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And... it was only, I think I did hear something about it, but I'd kind of forgotten.
We are talking about James Van Der Beek.
Yes.
Who passed away. 48.
48.
Tragically young.
And do you know what's weird? I literally, as of last week, have been listening to the Dawson's Creek theme tune.
Great song.
I also think it's a fucking great song. And I said it to Carrie yesterday. She's like, I was like, does it not just give you a good association? And she's like, no, the song is awful. The show was great. I was like, that is an unbelievable take.
Well, show was good too, but like,
yeah, song is great, and the full song is great. But
well,
like,
the best bit is like, so open up your land,
where it's like created by, directed by, but I was kind of like, I never listened to that song ever. But anyway, it was I discovered his TikTok like last year, and I was
he talking about it on that?
No, but like he was super like
thin.
super thin, but I was thinking like, oh, he's into this sort of stuff now, where he was like, he's on his farm, right? It's like mad, like all like the horizon behind him, like all his crops or whatever behind him, the sun's just setting, like a stunning, like incredible view. And he's given this take on like here's what I think about parenthood. And, you know, he's gone through all this and given advice. And I was like, oh, wow, he's like a wise old sage. But and it was only the penny dropped yesterday. I was like, oh, he's putting all this stuff out, giving his lessons because he knows that he's got it. I think he got it in 2023 and didn't announce it until 2024.
But apparently he couldn't afford health insurance.
Yeah, he was selling all his Dawson's Creek stuff and Varsity Blues stuff.
Isn't that like a horrific state of affairs? Like the way it is over there, that they've no public healthcare.
Yeah,
whatsoever. Like,
and I'm seeing a lot of stuff now of like some of his last few videos that he put out, where it's like, so
six kids or something like
poignant.
That,
like, six kids, like so poignant. And like this last video, like last month, was about like how he used to identify himself as an actor, and then he was a husband, and then a dad, and then he was just like, you know, if he can't be a dad, if he's too sick to pick up his kids or to provide for his family, then what is he? And then he was kind of like, and then I realized, like, I'm worthy of love, because it was a whole big thing. He's like, I'm worthy of God's love. He's like, and if God freaks you out, you don't want to say the word God, like, just you're worthy of love and all that. It was such a poignant message, and I was like, oh my God.
For times where I'm increasingly thinking like, oh, the world is absolute shite.
Yeah.
Like all that shit, Epstein stuff going on, everything. It's like, a message that really like punches through.
Yes.
And again, I am not religious in any way, shape, or form. But like, just somebody having clarity and being in it and then being able to say, like, you know, this is it.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, yeah, actually, all the other bullshit that we go through, like,
it's like a little oasis in your day of shit.
Like, oh, well,
in your day of online shit, and you
back
just
to my dopamine hit. Sonic the Hedgehog.
What's
dancing
this?
The Macarena. God, I love it.
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Oh my God, Andy.
Tell me what you think. I was gonna send it to you just to rile you up. This new AI. Look.
And then people are like, I can't find it. I can only find version 1.5. I'm like, kill yourself. Just fucking. Like.
It's actually insane.
I feel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ground myself.
Okay.
I feel like I'm gonna alienate myself from people, if I have not already, with my views on AI.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like, somebody, I was in a group chat, and somebody's like, oh, I was making like generative stuff of the kids. They were asking me for prompts to put in.
Yeah.
And it was like, here's one of them as a rock star or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, somebody's like, that's so cool. And I was just like, respectfully disagree. Like, in the group chat, like, I was like, fuck off. Like, respectfully disagree. And then like, somebody then put in a prompt to be like, why does Terry, like, trolling me into like ChatGPT? And I was like, great use of fucking resources there. Like, do you know how much these data centers are, like, you know, wasting water? And then my wife's in the group chat. She's like, you won't talk about wasting water. You take about 5 baths a week.
I'm
like, that little one prompt, I guarantee you waste more than 5 baths. At least I'm getting something out of it. Like, but I feel like I'm like, I can't bite my tongue on this for AI shit.
Yeah.
AI slop.
Well, let me ask
business,
you, what
business tool, I can kind of, okay. But
which,
like,
part annoys you more?
Generative AI is the worst.
The art or the impact, environmental impact?
It's
your gut?
It's a one,
what makes you
annoyed one, two, is, yeah, the slop art. Is it, yeah. But it's a, but also the fact that it's like, well, our electricity bill, like, it's going to have a huge
impact. My 1,000 euro electricity bill?
Why is that? Because everybody around you is using AI to be like, ChatGPT, make me a shopping list. Like, no, you're fucking, take out
use
a pen
your
and paper. Yeah, exactly. Like, take out, like, people used to fucking build shit, people used to write shit down.
But you know what, I wonder if you, because people say, oh, just Google it, even, right?
I don't think it's the same.
But now if you Google it, Google gives you the AI. Is that the same impact?
I don't think it is. I hope not. Because I always skip, I make a point.
Well, I understand what you're telling me.
It's like, well, the first one's wrong.
What's the sponsored thing all about?
Yeah.
No, that's the wrong thing.
Gemini is the wrong answer. I'll just scroll down half a page because I know, I look at it, I'm like, well, that's not what I'm looking for at all.
Yeah.
They fucked up search engines as well.
What I find is mad. I mean, one, I look, on a totally stepping back from the morals of it, to be able to do that with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise having a fight about Jeffrey Epstein, right? Some bollocks thing. But like, I would not have known. I would not. I mean, maybe you if you really look at it. But I would think that's a scene from a movie. If unless I'm looking for AI, unless we're if you weren't talking
everything,
about AI,
I'm looking for everything in AI.
I mean, that's most
that,
of it is.
That's
now,
the thing.
The
that's the
but
thing.
But like, it's really like as a feat, incredible. But what I feel, I seen a thing today.
Disagree. Respectfully disagree.
No, I mean, like, I'm not saying it's not damaging, but as a feat of like. Look
technology.
What they can recreate, yeah. But it's not actually real. Like, it looks real. As a feat, it's impressive. There's all these other implications yeah. that goes with it. But the big thing will be, like, you know, and it was a great take that I seen online where it was like, people will then be able to just, you know, do their own, where it'd be like, I want an action movie with Tom Cruise and Sydney Sweeney and the bad guy is blah, 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 and hit it. And they'll get their version. And then someone else, but the problem is, like, there won't be any of that water cooler community of, like, did you see that movie? Like, yeah. Oh, I made a movie last night.
You gotta have faith.
That's gonna be, you know.
People.
That is how it's gonna go, I think.
I don't. I think it'll burst before that.
Well, I hope so.
You gotta have faith because no matter, like, you putting shit into, like, a prompt machine or whatever is not going to give the creativity that somebody actually sitting down and working it out. And
I don't think it's going though. I don't think prompting and getting instant answers is ever gone away now, to be honest. Yeah. I think the way kids will learn in the future will be how to prompt.
Not my kids.
I mean, I genuinely think that's how it's going to be in school in like 10, 15 years. You know what I mean?
Fucking depressing. Like,
but I think there'd be pros and cons with it. You know what I mean? It's all cons at the minute for you, of course, but it'll be like the internet.
It's one big con. And the whole, and listen, I'm going to put my tinfoil conspiracy hat on.
Uh-huh.
One of the main reasons this generative AI stuff exists is so that people can be like, well, the factual stuff, that's just AI. Like, Trump already is at it. Was like,
just saying, yeah, Epstein must be AI.
Epstein stuff is all faked. It's AI. Yeah, and you're like, well, there it is. That's the con there. That's why they're, you know, all these companies are investing in it. And you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Like,
we just
blame
AI. Gentlemen, exactly. Too evil.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. 100%.
Well, look, on that note, Terry, have you had some questions?
Before we get into the questions, we had two songs.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Let me hit the jingle.
Which one's better? You can't both have the same title. Which one's better? Who wins?
That, of course, was the jingle for Sir, A Second Song Has Hit the Tower. Now we're taking it easy this week. You hit me with two songs.
Yep.
Take It Easy. One, obviously, the Eagles classic. And the other one was Archie James Kavanagh. So we're going to play a bit of both and we're going to come back.
Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find
Now, my goal with this one, I didn't think I was ever going to win you over with, is it better than the Eagles?
Yeah, yeah.
But my goal with this one was to be like, this is a pretty fucking good song. Pretty, like, unimpeachable or unclimbable mountains. Like, well, this song is pretty high up there, in my opinion, I think.
Well, can I ask you, where does it rank? Would you rank it ahead of the Eagles, Take It Easy? And where did you go? What movie was this song in?
This is actually, this came on my Discover Weekly many years ago. And I put it on the Garbage Patrol, the original playlist.
Of course, yes.
And then I was looking at, I was like, songs with the same, and I was like, oh, actually, there's one there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, same as the Eagles. And I was like, it's about as good as I'm going to get, and I'm going to see what Andy thinks about it. I personally love the song.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me a nice warm feeling inside. And it's a kind of song where it's like, kind of like Curtis Mayfield, kind of like, you know, it makes me feel good.
I was kind of laughing at the, when the first like 30 seconds, because it was so yacht rocky. Steely Danny. That's what I got.
Okay.
I was listening to it, like, but I was also at the same time being like, okay, like, you know, because I like that stuff. It struck me as the sort of movie, it struck me as a song that from a movie that Will Ferrell would have been in.
Ooh, okay.
From like 2005 to 2012. One of those sort of, you know.
It could easily have been on the mixtape in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
That kind of like, oh, what's this song from 1975 that nobody's heard?
Hidden gem.
I really like it. It makes me feel good.
Do you know what? I thought
like the trumpets.
Yeah, I thought the first minute was excellent. And it kind of plateaued for me a little bit. Still good. And it was a song that I had not heard. And I did think, like, that's good. I like that.
Then I listened to Take It Easy.
Then I listened to Take It Easy right after, and there's just a certain energy, or it's like driving. You know what I mean?
Incredibly well written song. You know,
it's like there's no fat on it. Yeah. The lyrics are perfect for what the song needs to be. And just
forget how much I enjoy the Eagles. Like, I'm like, I gotta listen to the Eagles again. Like,
and just that whole like, the way it rolls, for that one and only two, that one is the only one, says she's a friend of mine. Like, oh, just so satisfying to sing. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford.
But even,
like,
even
it's so pleasing to sing.
Even the start, the first couple of chords is not where the song.
Yeah, it didn't go
up.
Like that at all.
It's
actually,
like, oh, I'm like, oh, it's just some guy strumming guitar, like. Okay. Oh, all right. Well, I've been running down the road and I'm losing my load.
So I would still give it to the Eagles.
Yeah.
But that was a very welcome addition to my
Take It Easy canon.
Yes. It wasn't as much of a landslide as I thought it would be, to be honest.
That's what I was hoping for. I wanted it to push it close, at least.
Because the only thing the Eagles has going against it is how often I've heard that song.
Mm.
So this was a fresh, new, hot, young thing.
What's that meme? Like, the Eagles.
Like that, like, oh.
Yeah.
So, I liked it.
Okay.
Shall we get into the Q&A section? Yeah. Folks, first of all, thank you so much for your questions. We've got some really good ones. Made me wonder why we don't do this every week. Let me see here.
What are we starting with?
We're starting with the patrons, of course. Mm-hmm. The patron saints. And by the way, very welcome to a couple of new patrons this week. Welcome.
Come on in. The water's fine.
Tony Kane asks, do you iron your t-shirts? They get better.
I wish I had the time.
Mm.
And in the past life, I did use to iron my t-shirts.
Mm.
Now, my routine is a gentle wash.
Yeah.
And a spin cycle.
Uh-huh.
Hang them up on a clothes horse.
Uh-huh.
They don't go in the dryer. And then they get nicely folded.
That's why you can keep your L's as L's. Because my L's were turned into M's in the dryer.
I've lived that life. And then I had to get rid of a bunch of t-shirts that I really loved.
Yeah.
Because no, I'm not going to be an M anytime soon.
No, nor I.
I can dream, but. So that's mine. You know what? A little trick I do sometimes, though?
Yeah.
I'll chuck them in the dryer for like 5 minutes.
It does good for
the creases,
relaxing the creases.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally hate an incredibly wrinkled t-shirt.
It's the worst.
I feel like such a slob or something. Yeah. I do like to iron when I can, but generally,
that's the time.
I try to wear jumpers so I don't have to iron. You know what I mean? Or something over it. Like, I'll wear either this or like an open shirt or something over a t-shirt, just so it's not so obvious.
Yeah.
And if it's a bit, and if the shirt's a bit wrinkled, I roll the sleeves. Yeah. So I do combat it, but yeah, that's generally how I do. I wouldn't iron that now. I wouldn't iron trousers or
sometimes if it's bad. If same thing, it's like, oh.
If they've been crumpled in a pile for quite a while, then maybe
I folded these wrong.
As you peel them off.
Hey, Kerry.
Okay, next question. Thank you, Tony, for that question. Next question. Rob McAdams asks, what is a skill you've always wanted to learn but never have? And follow up, what's stopping you? Spoken like a guilt-tripping life coach.
You want to go first?
Yeah, but you know, I was really thinking about it, and I think I've actually given a go to everything that I've wanted to learn.
Okay.
Do you know, like, by and large, whether it's...
What do we, like, say, to achieve? Didn't you want to achieve rather than to learn?
Well, that's a harder question, to be honest. Because I'd like to be able to, like... I'd like to play the piano better, but I know it a little bit. But you know what I mean? I'm trying to...
run a marathon?
I would like to run a marathon.
Would you?
Yes.
Sounds like hell to me. Like.
I love running.
Do you?
Yes.
You're bizarre, man.
I would, if I was in the gym, I would run. I fight the urge to not just stay on the treadmill
all
the time. No, I don't like, you know, funnily enough, I don't love running outside in the nice area where I live. I like running. I like to not think. And I like to have my headphones on with an album or something. And just go and look at the numbers and keep going and not stop. I think get that high and
disassociate. And I get it, man.
And I think the reason is because I don't have to think. I don't have to load weights. I don't have to count on my reps. I don't have to wipe stuff down, walk around, find another machine. I'm here and I'm just going. And I'm not thinking. Just don't stop.
That's all
you have to do. I'm going to.
Yeah.
Good man. So, yeah.
I did my first cardio builder class in the gym.
How'd it go?
Oh, I had to like sit down for 40 minutes after. I felt like I was like, normally I'd come, if it's like strength and conditioning, I'm like, I'm home, I need to get some protein into
me. Yeah, yeah.
Like just sitting there, I'm like, I feel sick. those eggs I was going to make, I'm not, like literally had to wait for like the nausea to pass. Like, because it was like three rounds of eight sessions. So it was like, you're on the bike then you're on the rower.
Yeah.
Then you're planking. Then you're on the ski erg. Then you're on the assault bike. Oh, I forgot the sled push as well. And then it was like bicycle crunches and inchworms. And I like,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. And you do it three times. It's like a 50-minute class or whatever.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. But like people are doing like a trike. And I've seen their schedule and I was like, fuck off. Yeah. And I was close. Faye was like, will you do it? And I was like, if they need one. And then I heard them saying what it entails. What? Like, nope,
absolutely not. Well, what would you like to learn?
Piano is a big one for me. Like, I'd love to be good at the piano.
Terry, I am about to blow your mind.
Okay.
I'm about to blow my wad.
Okay? The chicken crossed the road because he wanted to die.
No, if we are ever in front of a piano, I can show you a very, very simple method of how to play chords.
Okay.
Just A to G. I'll show you where A is. I'll show you where G is.
Bought the kids a keyboard for Christmas.
Oh, Terry, when I'm in your house again, literally, you will learn all the chords in 4 minutes, major and minor.
Okay.
By a simple principle.
All right.
It's actually incredible, and everything sounds good with it.
What's stopping me is time.
Time, of course.
Time,
of course, it's time. But yeah, so I would
say, well, I'll take you up on that.
I would love to blow your mind.
What's next?
Next is, I'll pass this one to you, Joe Hall. I specifically on Patreon requested that they don't ask for movie recommendations from you.
Okay,
but this is Joe's found a loophole. Can you recommend some TV shows I'm likely to have missed in the last 5 years or so, please? Like Terry's Letterboxd, but for TV.
Okay, Joe. I'll do it in a genre. Mm-hmm. Sci-fi. I would say Watchmen, Pluribus that we talked about. The Leftovers, that's gone back a bit further, but I only discovered it a while ago. Three really good kind of sci-fi ones.
Two more?
No, I'm going to do it in category. So I'm going to...
Five the other.
No, I'm not going to do five
Jesus.
Of each.
Okay.
He's asking the question.
Okay.
He's a paying member.
Succession, you know, a big one.
I mean...
For Andy's feeble brain, couldn't master it.
I could master it.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't finish it. Didn't grab me, though. I don't get this whole unmissable, oh, wow, I can't wait to watch the next one. I was kind of like, do you want to watch another one? Yeah, all right, yeah.
I'd probably throw Severance in the sci-fi one as well.
That I want to see.
Yeah, it's of the four I mentioned there, it's probably lowest for me.
Wow.
What else? Top tier. Oh, I'll tell you what I'm watching now. And I had a whole section devoted to it, but I couldn't. But I'm watching The Pit, which is Eeyore, essentially.
Oh.
Even so that Noah Wiley...
The donkey?
What? Shut up. Eeyore. But like Noah Wiley is, you know, Dr. Carter from Eeyore is now Dr. Robbie in Pittsburgh emergency room. And it's set over the course of a day. So each episode is an hour. So it's like a 15-hour shift.
Wow.
And it's fucking incredible.
So it's like 24, like you were saying.
Yeah, but like not but quite.
Doctors.
Yeah, it's yeah. not, you know, it's better than 24.
Not quite high stakes. Oh, okay.
The thing I hated about 24 is like, when does he eat? When does he piss? He never does. There's a whole episode where it's like Dr. Robbie needs to go for a piss. Is one of the like mini arcs, and I was like, I really fucking hope he gets to piss, man. He's been trying to piss for like 20 minutes.
I would like to see an episode of that or 24 where like for 45 minutes he's just sitting down lunch. Having his lunch. I need this. I need my energy to tackle the adventure that's coming.
Another Amber Alert here.
I'm going to finish this and then I'll take off.
Those would be some of the bigger ones.
Okay,
I'm trying to think. What, Better Call Saul, like...
That's one I want to get into.
I just finished my rewatch and it is better than Breaking Bad, I would say, if you have not been watching it.
Would you say hands down? Would you put your hands down on that?
Not hands down, but...
Arguable.
They do something that I never thought they would be able to, in that the character of Saul Goodman, you're like, well, he's a lovable, you know, sleazeball side character. And then, like, in season one of Better Call Saul, you're like, oh, Jimmy McGill... He's a heartbreaking. This is a tragic story of how Jimmy McGill becomes Saul Goodman. I don't want him to become Saul Goodman. I like Jimmy. So I think that is one of the best shows you'll see. It's just sitting there on Netflix as well. Six seasons.
I gotta watch that one.
Yeah, six seasons.
Oh, right. I reminded myself.
You got anything?
No, I don't have anything. But I reminded myself of something I'd like to do, be able to do. Make lo-fi beats.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I've seen your eyes glazed there for a second.
With what?
With I have a MIDI keyboard.
Okay.
That Tony gave me. Never once used, but I seemed to carry once. I don't know. I love lo-fi stuff. And I feel like I could do a good job if it was just left alone for a week. I could make a good song. Mm. But I said to Kerry, I'm like, I want to buy this program that... whatever, it was like 90 euro. Mm. This is a couple of years ago. And she's like, why? I was like, I want to make lo-fi beats. And she's like, lo-fi beats? And like, she never says no to anything, really. She's like, no, we're not doing that. Like,
Frog is wrong.
And there's me being like, it's like, you'll never support my dreams. Yeah. Like, she's like, where did this come from? Like, lo-fi beats that I've never talked about.
Family Guy episode, the first 5 minutes of a Family Guy episode. Lois, I want to make lo-fi beats.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Evan O'Donovan asks, if you had to live in a different country, what country would it be?
You want to go first?
Yeah, I will say Japan or South Korea, 100%. I am drawn there. I would move there tomorrow if I didn't have all these responsibilities.
Weighing you down.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
I don't think I'd move there with my family because... I don't know how well women are treated in Japan, especially.
Yeah.
The culture is quite sort of isolated and stuff like that. So, you know, there's pros and cons. But in general, I just love the whole vibe, the whole aesthetic, the whole work ethic, the cleanliness. I just love everything about it. Mm. That's where I would go, 100%. How about you?
Historically, it would always have been the States. Yeah. Somewhere like, you know, New York was always.
Yeah.
Maybe now. Would
that still be the case?
No. No. Maybe Hawaii, you know, if I was going anywhere.
Like, you sounded like fucking that guy. Grainy, was it? You remember in school when. When people would be too many people to be running in the yard, and he'd be like, "Get the bell!" And he'd be like, "Ding, ding, ding!" And everyone would be like, "Boo!" Because he's ending break early. No. Sorry, I thought there was a deep pull that you were going for there.
I was more your man from. I don't know. I was doing that, you know. Okay, so here. Yeah. Okay, so then it means, like, beer. No. But now
so where
maybe
would it be now?
Like the Seychelles or somewhere like that, like, you know.
Ooh. Like a tropical island.
Yeah.
I can see you on a tropical island.
I need like a
open Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Drinking rum.
Yes.
You know,
I feel like you would drink rum on an island.
I do. When in Seychelles, you do. I honeymooned there for like 5 weeks and it was incredible.
Was it?
Now I would need.
Where is that? Is that like near Africa?
It's
or
near India.
America?
Like, you know, like it's these cluster of islands and they're awesome. And there was one island where literally, like, there's one road and it goes around the island. Like, you could just bike the like, circumference of the island. It was class.
Oof.
But where we were
best
staying.
Holiday you've been in?
Oh, yeah. I want to go back. Like, you know, when the kids are a bit older, I think we were talking about taking them. Like, probably costs a fortune. But, like, we stayed in, like, a cliffside. The first place we stayed, it was, like, fancy.
Yeah,
it's like a cliffside hotel, and like I remember we were getting like massages, and you could just hear like shh, like the waves like lapping up against the wall,
at
the open window, and it's like, oh my god,
like, well, this is heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Really, like a place like heaven on earth. But we stayed in one place that had like satellite TV, and I was like, ooh, I've got all everything I need. It was like a, you know, a wood hutch, like a satellite TV. I can like just stroll around this small island, and then like. You go for dinner and it's like you're just looking out over this like, you know, moonlit bay.
Yeah.
Just the water reflected and all. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
Like, yeah. So like somewhere like that. Oof, like I would need my amenities. You know.
Of course. You need your Blu-ray collection, of course.
I tell you what, I looked up trying to buy a 4K Blu-ray player.
Yeah? Mad expensive now.
It got really expensive. Like, gone mad expensive.
Who decides that?
Gone mad expensive.
That's expensive now.
You can't get it. I'm like, 350 quid? I was like, where's the one that used to be like 110 quid? Like, you can still get a DVD player. I'm like, I don't want a DVD player. I want a 4K Blu-ray player. I was like,
I guess they're becoming like obsolete, like getting a record player. Like,
fucking hell. Like, couldn't find anything. I was like, oh, maybe I'll ask somebody for that for my 40th. Like, no.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, get me a 4K Blu-ray player, Andy.
I already got you a present for your 40th.
Oh.
So. Got you.
4K Blu-ray.
It's a D. I know how much you like DVDs. Yeah. So I got you.
A CD. Carl doesn't even have a CD player anymore, man.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah.
From Paul O'Toole, what is your top 5 pubs and restaurants in Dublin? Again, I might concede to you. I couldn't even list 5 pubs or restaurants combined.
I might condense it to like 5.
Is Red's still open?
No. No.
Then I'm stumped.
Brussels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I've been there in
a
long time.
That's where I met my lady friend.
Whelan's.
Ah, yes.
Can't go wrong. You know, restaurant D'Amimo on the North Strand, Italian restaurant.
You
brought you there.
You did, but I'm just going to pull you up because you used to say D'Amimo's.
I never said D'Amimo's.
You did.
Never.
When we went there, you called it D'Amimo's.
Fucking,
and now it's D'Amimo's?
It's always D'Amimo's.
I've never heard you say D'Amimo's in
life. Are you fucking
kidding
me?
In your life.
It's going to be the last episode of the podcast, folks. D'Amimo's.
Okay, well, now I know, but you didn't say that the last time.
I did.
Well, agree to this.
Throw this bottle at you.
You're super hot today.
If this wasn't going to get me 15 cent back, I'd throw this bottle at you. All right?
I'm not worth it.
A couple other pubs. Where do I like to go? Fibbers, bit of crack.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean,
Big Romance is a nice pub.
I've had some great nights in Fibbers, but I don't know.
I was going out late, Whelan's would be my first. Like, let's jump in a taxi, we go up there.
Yeah.
You know.
Whelan's
would be good. Do that, you know.
Yeah.
There's a good bunch of good places up in Camden Street, though. Onshaw is pretty cool, too.
Shinney.
Yeah, not bad.
There you go. It's all coming back to me now.
Anywhere that plays decent music, to be honest, and like. You can have a bit of crack.
I believe there's a Put It In H sticker in the bathroom of Shinney.
Ah.
So if you're ever there, folks, check it out.
If you remember what that means.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of our old podcast, by the way, in case you're a new listener. All right. Thank you very much, Patron Saints, aka Smashed Hats. We will now take over the
now to
Instagram.
Liars.
Now we move on to liars. Paul Smith says, what TV / film tropes and cliches do you hate?
Probably, I mean, I like it, but I hate it, is like the bully, you know. Hey, like, Poindexter.
Yeah.
Like,
see you at the big race this Saturday.
Yeah, but like, I like that because they're making fun of it. You know what I mean? Like, see you later, Darsh. You know? But when they're genuinely doing it, I'm like, all right. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I get it.
Yeah. Or the... Again, it's funny when South Park does it because they're taking the piss out. Like, boys at the slumber party.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or the dead wife. The Chris Nolan special, like, you know.
Yeah.
My wife is dead. And
yeah, it is a special, isn't it?
Every woman in his movies is dead, kind of, like.
Do you know, I have to say, though, I feel like all of these tropes, I actually quite like them.
They're tropes for a reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I know what they're doing. Yeah. I know what you're doing, and I don't like it. No, but I do like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know why, I get comfort out of tropes. Mm.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not so much. See, you're a bit of a, you know, son of a bitch now. Like, you're a bit of a, you know, like, because you care more about movies. So you're like, we're doing this,
yeah,
are we?
Are we doing this again?
Whereas, I wouldn't care. You know what I mean? I would just be like, hey, they're doing that thing. I know where this is going.
I think
the dead wife, the cop watching the video of his dead wife, stuff like that. Yeah. You know, I love all that.
But, you know,
usually involves a dead wife. Wouldn't read too much into that.
But I think now at this point, I don't want to say I've evolved past it, because they are so tropey.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, I understand the mechanical need for it in that story. You know,
yes.
Like, and they don't annoy me as much as they used to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like even something like, it's one of my favorite jokes in The Simpsons, when it's like somebody's driving in the car and they're hearing the memories.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, you mean I'm going to be a daddy? Yeah. It's like Homer in the back, like...
And I
like,
loved it.
Like they fucking nailed it. Like,
that was so good. And you know what? That bit, the one that you just said, is the best part, because the idea of Homer thinking about, what else can I say? You mean I'm going to be a daddy?
Yeah. And she just like, so stopping his sister in the back seat. Like,
forever. All right. Next one.
Yeah.
Best rolling tobacco brand. Now you're talking my language. Best rolling tobacco brand and worst rolling tobacco brand from Watership Dado.
I'm going to defer to you first. Mm-hmm. My memory of things is a little bit...
I'm going to say best is what I use myself. Amberleaf. I'm an Amberleaf man. I used to be a Golden Virginia man.
You did? I fucking hated Golden Virginia.
Yeah, Amberleaf. I remember...
Dude, sticky.
I remember getting Amberleaf because Golden Virginia, they were out one day and I was like, oh, this is better actually. I mean, it's all terrible for you, but the worst, Sweet Afton.
Was that tobacco? Because you get it in boat forms, maybe? You could get, like, cigarettes of them.
Did he get them in cigarettes?
I think he did.
We're talking about a really old customer who's come into the shop. Now, this is your best nickname for a customer that you've ever given, because his name was Coleman. Right.
His name was Coleman, first of all.
What?
We just got it wrong all these years.
What? Coleman?
Yeah.
Kingsley Coleman.
His name was Coleman, but like, we
no
all thought
way.
His name was Coleman.
Never, okay, well, I never knew that. Yeah. But we thought his name was Coleman, and he was a bit of a prick. And
he talked like this.
Can I get 20 Sweet Afton? And then if you annoyed him in the slightest, I'm coming here 20 years.
Like, yeah, just one second. I'm just serving somebody else here.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be enough.
Like, well, I never. Like, I'm in the middle of this big thing in front of me here. Yeah, but just wait
two seconds.
Yeah, come on, yeah.
But Terry's nickname for him was Mean Mr. Mustard, which I got to say, absolutely.
Man,
out of the park.
I tell you, I was in the pocket.
Out of the park.
Back then.
You didn't always get it on the money now.
The attractive since.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was actually a great one. That was really
very
funny.
Attractive couple. That like
no, an attractive family.
Yeah,
husband, wife, and kids. Terry called the attractive sons.
That was great.
Yeah. I had a couple of gems.
They were great.
Best job ever. I mean, apart from the insane.
I mean, it was the best and worst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like,
it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
But like, it really.
Sort of shit, like, you know, you're clocking in for.
Like, if I was just working in a shop and I didn't really know anyone, it'd be the worst job. But because of like, it's where we became friends. Yeah. It's where we became friends with Andy. It's where, you know, so much happened around our lives.
There was a golden era of like. Six of our really close friends were all working together.
And you knew whoever, you'd get at least one. Oh, and then we got a bit too senior that we couldn't all be on together because we had to spread out.
Yeah,
like, they needed a senior member. So we'd rarely work together, but we'd have like an overlap of an hour or two like, maybe. Or
logging
something
in like a full shift with Andy?
Yeah, like.
Nothing's getting done today.
But that'd be like, you would genuinely, you'd skip into work then. Like, you'd be like, oh, this is going to be a bit of crack. Yeah. Like, you know, we'll talk about whatever. So yeah, it was really good. But anyway, the question about worst tobacco, Samson?
Samson was my worst thought. That was hard. Drum light was my thing that I migrated to, you know.
Oh, drum light. Drum light, normal.
Yeah, drum normal. Very heavy.
Did you have drum light when you were in Rollies?
I mean, I was never smoking Rollies, I would. It was cheaper than buying cigarettes, like, you know.
Yeah.
I used to buy John Player light, you know.
When you used to roll joints with, like, you'd get a John Player and squeeze out all that dry tobacco on it and then put the weed on top. I'm like, oh, it's so harsh. Like, I strictly just switched to rolling tobacco just because it was
the consistency, I thought, of using a cigarette was better than rolling tobacco.
How do you mean, like, in actually rolling it
itself? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I found it was like a more cylindrical.
It would clump a bit if you weren't
the tobacco
careful. You know what I mean? You'd get a tie. What's the word when it was too tight? That's a bit of a... No, not airbag. What's the other... I don't know. Never mind.
Pinner?
Maybe.
Pinner?
Next question from James Cronin, a.k.a. Cronenberg. Ahoy, chaps. Are there any embarrassing moments that still haunts you? Ooh.
I've one that pops into my head every now and again.
Oh, please.
That, like, it is so nothing a moment. But it was like, I might have mentioned on the podcast before, we were learning French in school because we had like a French sub teacher. Like, didn't help that she was like incredibly attractive. And it was like, I think I was like fourth or fifth class.
Marky?
No. It was like primary school.
Oh, okay.
And like, so you're like 11. Like just coming on the cusp
just
of puberty.
Coming of age, if you know what I mean.
Right. Like, gross.
Sorry.
And it was like... She was going around the class and getting everybody to pronounce salut. And came to me and I was like, this is going to be funny. And I did this salute signal and I was like, literally like, boo! Like, all the lads like, oh, shut up! I was like, oh no! Like, I really miscalculated this one. Like, but it was like, oh, you know.
Shut up, Terry.
I didn't even say it. It was just like...
Right, fellas?
Like,
guys?
So, you know, that one, I think about that every once in a while.
That's
like,
great.
Whenever I see something embarrassing and like a kid in a TV show, I'm like, yep.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean,
there's plenty of others. Like,
there's loads. There's one where I started a job and I was in, I think I was there my first day. And I was waiting to be shown to where I'd be sitting and all. I was just sitting there and one of the people was like, oh, yeah, looking forward to getting started or whatever. It's like, yep. I was like, yeah, all guns blaring, blazing, whatever. Like, I'm just sat there. And I was like, well, that's it. I've lost them forever. And like literally that same job, like a week later, I was only 21 or something. And I was like, I was saying something about like, oh, I had to go somewhere because Kerry is gone somewhere or whatever. And I was telling a story about something else like a day later and I was like, so me and Kerry were blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, I thought she was gone to whatever. And I was the most obvious. I was like, oh, no. Well, like it was genuinely like that. Like genuinely like, oh, this is such an obvious lie.
You're fired.
And she even helped me. Yeah, we're good cards. But, you know, so things like that was embarrassing. And, like, I do remember in school tripping over three consecutive bags. Like, whoop, like, just straight out. That was embarrassing.
It used
too.
To be, say, like, chatting up a girl or something would be like, there's a couple of times where I'm like, oh, I really flamed out there.
Where I was, but why, like where you would be too kind of confident and she wouldn't like it?
No, it was kind of like I tiptoed around, then I was like, I kind of was like, at one point back in the house party, I'm like, he's like, is this gonna happen? And she was like, oh no. And I was like, okay. And then it was like,
do I still pretend like I am?
No, it was just kind of like, you know, whatever.
But see,
I was just like, I could just feel like the red face. And then it was like, it was grand. It was nothing really.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, then after that, I was like, yeah, like why? At the time, I was like, that was so, I can't believe I fucking put myself out there like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it was kind of get to the point where it was like, my friend just said to me, like, so what? Like, you just go on to the next one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, like,
a cough for any chance. Yeah,
he's right. Like, and then it was like literally at this point where it was like, and someone showed that, I remember watching an episode of Two and a Half Men, and it was like, what's your secret, Charlie? He's like, I just get drunk and, you know, drink, and then
it's pure numbers game.
Pretty much
10% like, say yes. I just gotta ask 10 people.
Pretty much like, and I was like, oh yeah, just like, alright, well that was that. And like, you know, it's not the end of the world, really. You know, at the time, it was like, I can't believe
I want the earth to swallow me. Yeah,
like, go in the hall.
I find the problem, not necessarily with chatting up, just about anything. If I get embarrassed, if I say something and a group is like, ooh, or whatever, or they don't agree, or whatever, I can tell. I still go so red.
Yeah.
So quick. Like, it's so obvious.
Double down, man.
And I can feel it. And sometimes I'll be like, I want to just kind of cover my face or something like that. I get more embarrassed about going red. Even if it's not something that's too bad. I'm just like, oh, I can feel I'm going red. And then I think about it, and then it's like extra bad. You know what I mean?
How do I get out of this?
How do I stop that? Right, next question. If you were at an auction... This is from Justin. If you were at an auction to buy lunch with someone famous, who and how much would you pay?
Do you want to go?
I go TC or MD. Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise or Matt Damon. Now, if I've purchased this, I'm going to assume they're going to pay for lunch.
No, you have to buy the lunch.
So I'm paying...
How much are you paying to go to lunch with Matt Damon?
So if I pay, say, €1,000... to have lunch with Matt Damon, that covers the lunch as well.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanna nip that in the bud.
So how much are you gonna pay for Matt
to have
Damon?
Lunch with Matt Damon? Based on my current finances, €75.
It's a game, Andy. You can pay.
I would pay, if I had the money, I would pay I'd pay €500 for lunch with Matt Damon.
Okay, that's reasonable.
A 2-hour lunch.
Reasonable enough.
You know what I mean? And he has to want to do it as well. It can't just be an obligation. He's like, yeah, man, let's fucking do it. Tom Cruise, I feel, if he agreed to do it, now maybe Tom Cruise, maybe €2,000.
Ooh.
Because he's kind of a premium deal.
I'd be more.
You think Damon's more premium?
No, I'd be leaning more to an enjoyable lunch with Matt Damon than Tom Cruise.
I'm so fascinated by Tom Cruise, though. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's not going to let you in.
I would be just like hands on my chin, like, yeah. Whereas with Damon, I suppose I'd have more fun with Damon because I feel we could just talk and he'd be normal. Whereas Cruise wouldn't be normal, but I would just be like, what are you all about? You know what I mean?
I think I
you're a jerk.
I mean, it's very boring, but like I would be Affleck, I think would be.
Affleck would be a very good.
And, you know,
yeah.
I think you could have a beer with him. I think you could.
Do a bump.
Well,
I mean,
it's not my style. but, you know, he's like genuinely interesting. You could talk about. Yeah. I don't know if I could talk politics with Matt Damon. I could talk movies, you know.
Does he have a different political view than you?
I really liked that he was into like crypto. He was hawking crypto stuff, and it was kind of like,
oh, right.
It was like, fortune favors the brave.
Oh,
buy
really?
Crypto, you pussy. Like, I editorialized the end. Whereas with Affleck, like, you know.
Affleck, you know, would talk movies with you.
I don't know.
He'd be animated talking and movies.
Talk politics.
Yeah.
Talk.
But who wants to talk politics, though?
Yeah, every now and again you can get into it, you know. Yeah, I mean, I do.
If you have 2 hours about Ben Affleck, I wouldn't waste a mere half second.
Is it
to
lunch
talk politics.
Or can I go for dinner?
Dinner is a bit more expensive.
Dinner, I'd pay $2,000 for dinner and drinks with Ben Affleck.
Up to a 2-hour time limit.
The dinner is 2 hours. And then if he wants to keep hanging out.
Yeah, but that's not going to be for free. He's not going to get free drinks after that.
Why not?
You got to charge. You got to.
You know who I'd really like?
Yeah.
And I would pay the same amount.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham would be somebody I think would be very interested.
That'd be good.
In like sitting down and like just,
you know, yeah. talking through the mechanics of it, even like.
But I wonder, would he want to? You know what I mean? Would he want to have lunch with you, or me? You know, anyone?
I mean, me more than you, probably.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. What would you say?
I could talk to him about fucking his technical setup on inside. Yeah. How did you get that effect? You know, I'm kind of in the biz myself. I also operate a camera sometimes. We're the same, you and me,
right, Bo?
Bo? Oh, he's gone.
Or even just, you know, somebody like Paul Scheer or Jason Mantzoukas, like working comedic actors in Hollywood that like tell you some stories of sets they've been on.
Yeah.
You know? Like I don't know if you saw that clip of Will Arnett on
I am loving Will Arnett doing the rounds.
Did you see him on the is it Ramesh podcast?
I think so.
And he was like talking about like some asshole comedian that was, and I'm like, who is it?
Rank fucking asshole.
Yeah, I'm like, who is it? Like, please tell me more.
People were speculating on who it could be.
Yeah, I think
some people said Bill Burr. Some people, but I think they're just gone because he's generally kind of an asshole.
They said a lot of somebody new were on the scene. Like, what's your man, Andrew
Jeselnik? Anthony?
No,
Jeselnik?
No, Andrew
Schultz.
I think they were kind of saying
he seems like quite a nice guy. From
no,
what I've
he's
seen.
Not. He's is he not? I don't right know. Wing.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
right wing nut. All right,
he's a dickhead.
Thoughts on the upcoming Beatles movies from Oscar Rogan? Do you know what? I don't know, but I feel like I've been bamboozled that we all saw those images last week and they were all looking like the Beatles. Particularly Paul Mescal was looking exactly like Paul McCartney. And then like a few days later, you see more pictures and you're like, oh, they don't really look like them at all. But does that even matter? Do they have to be mirror images of them? I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm kind of bored of the idea of four movies.
Released on the same day.
Is it the same day or is it one a week for a month?
I heard they're all being released on
stupid
the
idea.
Same day. I don't know why. Like, why four?
I don't understand.
It's very presumptuous, isn't it?
Yeah. But then I'm like, if it's anything like...
I'll watch it.
But like, if it's anything like a complete unknown, which I was like, oh, the trailer stinks. I don't...
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
I went
yeah.
to see it and I was like, I love this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I did not think I would enjoy it nearly as much as I did. But because there's like 18 Dylan songs in it. And it's him fucking picking up a guitar. It's not the whole song, but it's like him playing the start of like a Rolling Stone. I'm like, you know.
I would like if there's the music.
I don't know if it is going to be in the movie.
But, well, the official Beatles account is tweeting or posting about the movie, which makes me think they're associated. So
yeah, but
they might have the discography.
The filmmaker's view of like, is it going to be wall-to-wall music?
Like, I doubt it. It doesn't look that way.
I want that, you know?
Do you know what? I just seen one shot of Paul and John, or was it Paul and George, up on the roof in their 60s get-up. And I was just, but not on the rooftop gig. It was like Sgt. Pepper days, but they were just on the roof of the studio talking about something. And I'm like, oh, like, I think I do want to see it now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I will see it. And I've really gotten back into the Beatles lately.
I'm not mad on the casting of like,
I don't think Barry Keoghan.
No, I think
the right.
Prove me wrong, but I think
because the thing about Barry Keoghan is that like
he's creepy.
Well, Ringo, that's what I was saying on something. Like Ringo's whole appeal.
No more peace and love. Sorry.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, and no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love.
I can't reply to any more messages. I'm sorry. Peace and love. Don't send me any more.
No more peace and love.
I actually think Ringo is a massive prick.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they cast.
But back in the day, his whole thing was like, how unthreatening. He's got such unthreatening eyes. Those droopy eyes. Whereas Barry Keoghan, his whole thing is he looks threatening.
Yeah.
Like, have I just been stabbed? Like, before you even realise it. Oh, shit. Yeah, I got it. I thought it was a drumstick. You can take the top off. It's a knife.
Or S.
Who would win in a scrap? Andy or Tony Cantwell?
I put my money on Cantwell.
Which
senior.
One? Hey, I think. Look, Tony, if you're watching, which I know you are, I would destroy him. I've destroyed him all through childhood. I would destroy him with my limited jiu-jitsu knowledge. I have weight on him. He's getting a little bit skinnier these days. I'm getting a lot fatter.
Is he getting like lean muscular? Like, or is he?
I haven't seen him with his top off now in a while. Well, in a couple of weeks. But no, right. Like, I wouldn't say he's like, he looks good, yeah. But not like, I wouldn't think it would help him in a fight. You know what I mean?
All right.
I think I would destroy him. I think
you should,
I could
do it for charity.
I think I could do whatever I wanted to him.
We should do it for charity, like a white collar MMA.
Yeah. I'd love if there was some clothing involved so I could use my coveted bow and arrow choke on him.
Why do you need clothes for that?
Because you got to kind of like get the collar and like, oh.
That's
like
kind of cheating, isn't it?
Well, it's real life, you know. You'd be wearing clothes out in the street. Gi jiu-jitsu, you know.
That's, I
can figure it out if we're going no gi. I just wrap them up, you know. What I mean?
Look at, you know, you've gone down a level.
What?
In my estimation. Why? Now. These dirty tactics inside the sacred
gi jiu-jitsu, yeah. Is the most sacred jiu-jitsu, yeah. Of all. No gi is the newcomer on the block.
Yeah, but like, you're using the gi to choke somebody out.
Yeah, you use whatever you can.
All right, yeah.
You get the lapel. There's a whole series on lapel guard and all this shit.
Don't agree with it.
I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 3 minutes left. We have two questions. If you're only allowed to wear, this is an easy one. If you're only allowed to wear either pants or socks for the rest of your life, which one?
Pants.
Yeah, pants.
My feet need to be free.
I don't know. Flipping and flopping.
Do you wear slippers?
No, never. Never.
I love a good slipper.
I like to take things off my feet. I don't like to put something else back on. Now, in the house, slippers are fine, but
yeah,
I think
great.
Socks feel better.
No.
Personally.
So would you sit around your house in your socks?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, no.
How's this? Kerry never takes her shoes off. Ever.
Shoes?
Shoes.
We're a no-shoes house.
She,
Take your shoes off when you come into my house, buddy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
You better believe it.
Should I take your shoes off? I don't want to take my shoes off. Yeah, it's a no-shoes house. Take your shoes off.
It's a no-shoes house.
Is that a policy that you enforce on people who come into the house? Just pop your shoes off?
No, I don't. But when people notice that nobody else is wearing shoes, and they're like, I take mine off? I'm like, yeah.
Why do you do that out of interest?
What do you mean?
No, why do
children
you?
Crawling around the floor. I don't want you traipsing in.
With your dog shit.
Yeah. Dirt everywhere. Huh. And it's for your own benefit. Because you walk around.
We all benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like...
You like Japan.
I'm quite surprised by that. Don't know why.
Yeah. I don't get annoyed if some... Like, if we're having people over to the house, I'm not saying...
I don't think I've ever taken my shoes off.
Each one of you don't take your shoes off. I'm not saying that. Like, if we're having, my family down...
It's like an episode of Curb or something. Yeah.
I can't believe you're not taking your shoes off of my house. I've never been so insulted in all my life.
All right. Yeah, definitely pants. But yeah, just on a side note, Kerry wears shoes. And I'm like, why do you wear shoes all the time? This is her logic, and it's actually her legit reason. Because if the apocalypse happens, she's got to be ready to go at a moment's notice.
Put your shoes right there. Like the right.
She doesn't want to waste time putting her shoes on.
Front door. They're at the front door.
Not her shoes.
What apocalypse though? Like,
don't know. Never happened before. But she's ready.
Cool.
So there you go. What kind of sick people are you? That is, what do you do when you've got a sick day off?
Bed, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, there are no days off though, I find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no days off.
If
the house was empty and I was sick, I would spend half the day in bed.
Would you?
Yeah.
Spend pretty much all my day in bed. Like, get up, have a shower, go down, have a bite to eat, go back, like air out the room for about an hour, probably. Have something to eat if I can.
Air out the room.
You need to. Like, I'd be sweating, like, you know? Because I'm assuming I'm running the temperature. Yeah. I don't want to get back into like a fucking soaking bed. You know, gotta air the room a little bit. Get those smells out. You know, I'm assuming temperature, farting quite a bit. Like, you know, sweating buckets at night time. This is my
normal
routine. Yeah, fever. If I'm running the fever, like,
yeah.
And then
I've been running hot.
Go downstairs, bite to eat. Probably back into bed with a hot water bottle, and I'll have watched some amount of movies or television.
Would you watch something that you've already seen for comfort if you were sick?
Yeah.
You know,
but then
TV
also,
show or something like that.
Big time. Community.
Yeah.
You know, is a comfort.
Comedy.
Seinfeld.
Familiar comedy.
Yeah. Like, basically. Generally, when I'm sick, Seinfeld is a good salve. Like, it's just on the background.
Yeah.
You know, and I can.
You know what to expect.
I can sit up and enjoy and watch it, or I can turn over and like.
It's one of those shows. You want a show that where you close your eyes, you still know exactly what's happening in the scene. You know,
get
what I mean?
Good look, Costanza. You know?
I'd be like that. Part of me feels like, I think I've said to you before, but like, I don't, it's not that I want to get into an accident or anything, but some minor issue where I am hospitalized. Yeah. Like your accidental hand thing.
It's not great, I'll tell you that.
But no, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want a gash.
You want a bone break?
Just a little, maybe a little dislocation or something. I'll
tell you what you want to do. You want to break a metatarsal.
Not too painful?
Not too painful. Like they put you in a boot and you're kind of incapacitated.
Something where I could just be not too serious in hospital for like 3-4 days. Nothing's expected of me. And not only is it like you're nothing's expected of you, like you're getting away with something.
You want your hip replaced.
You got sympathy.
You want your hip replaced. Yeah.
You know, or...
I tell you what you want. You just want to, like...
Get a vasectomy. And I got to stay in hospital.
No, I'll run you over in your car.
Well...
Lightly run you over, though.
Okay.
So then you just,
like... Talk to me.
So then you just, like, a bit bumps and bruises and need to rest in the...
Yeah.
The hospital. No, maybe no.
What
broken.
Was Terry thinking? I know. So he needs to get his license.
60. He needs to be 60, Terry. Are you sure? Let's do 65 just to be sure. Now remember, you have to jump and like don't get caught under it.
Got it.
Hi, I'm Terry Toner and this is Jackass. This is Andy Runover.
So yeah,
lots of rest, lots of fluids, by myself. Don't want anybody coming near me.
Don't make me do anything for anyone except
me.
Yeah. And in fact, I need you, if you're also there, whoever's listening, to also do something for me. You know what I mean? Get me something.
Yeah, get me a bunch of club energizers.
Yeah, give me some food and
curry
and leave and then leave. Leave me alone.
That's nice.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, on that note, folks, we gotta go. But if you want more of these inane ramblings, this sounded quite a lot like a Patreon episode. So if you like this one, you can find a whole bunch more episodes like this on Patreon. You know the deal, a bunch of mini-series, a bunch of top fives. It's all going on the Patreon. Thanks again to a lot of new patrons this week. Hope you find what you're looking for. And you'll also get early access to these episodes and 2 Bono episodes a month. We're currently doing our Matt Damon mini-series, and our next movie up is Dogma.
Interesting, huh? But if you can't afford the 5 euro a month, well, you can do me one more better and give me a rating and a review. Now, Andy, you said you pay 500 bucks to go to lunch with Matt Damon. But I don't want a 500 star review. A plain old 5 star review will do it.
Yes, he's mixing it up. Yes.
And you know, you can tell a friend, tag a friend.
Phone a friend.
Yeah, post on, you know, socials how great we are. These guys are funny. Go listen to them.
And hey, thanks for listening, by the way, because the stats show that, you know, the listens are up.
Podcast. On the grove.
In short, all the lines go up, so we're happy.
Yep, and...
Yeah, that's it. That's it, isn't it?
That's it.
All right.
And if you're a patron, you know, you can shape the podcast. Send us in some bits.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some there. Maybe next week we will be putting them into action.
Yeah, you said it, Terry. And also...
all of us.
We do a Q&A episode. We try to do it once a month, so we prioritise the patrons' questions. Anyway, I feel like we've plugged it enough. But thanks for listening to this episode.
Never enough.
And we'll see you next week.
It's never enough.
Okay, bye.
stay alive and see the peace in every year. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, what will it be? I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Will it be? Yes, or oh, will it be? I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, what will it be? I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Will it be? Yes, or oh, will it be? That if we are to stay alive and see the light.